Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 9th, day 160. Today's topic, rest on every side, or wars from all sides. Your choice. If this is your first time to have daily devotion, or you have not had daily devotion for a long time, I suggest you to use this link. I mean the link on my blog, Break 40 Days Break Bill, for 40 days of daily devotion through Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. You can find that link in my blog. Now let's have a moment of silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. We use subject-shifting devotion method. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 130, verses 1 to 4. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 1 to chapter 6 verse 38. Acts chapter 7 verse 1 to verse 29. Proverbs 16 verses 28 to 30. I suggest you to pause here. Read all four passages before reading my sharing. Now, I'm going to read those I scribed today. Psalm 130, verses 1 to 4. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. 1 Kings chapter 5 verses 3 to 7. Solomon said to Hiram, the king of Tyre, you know that because of the wars waged against my father David from all sides, he could not build a temple for the name of the Lord his God until the Lord put his enemies under his feet. But now the Lord, my God, has given me rest on every side, and there is no adversary or disaster. I intend, therefore, to build a temple for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord told my father David, when he said, your son, whom I will put on the throne in your place, will build the temple for my name. So give orders that cedars of Lebanon be cut for me. My men will work with yours, and I will pay you for your men whatever wages you set. You know that we have no one so skilled in felling timbers as the Sidonians. When Hiram heard Solomon's message, he was greatly pleased and said, "Praise be to the Lord today, for he has given David a wise son to rule over this great nation." Chapter 6, verses 11 to 13. The word of the Lord came to Solomon. "As for this temple you are building, if you follow my decrees, observe my laws, and keep all my commands and obey them, I will fulfill through you the promise I gave to David your father, and I will live among the Israelites and will not abandon my people Israel." Acts chapter 7, verses 2 to 4. To this Stephen replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people, God said, and go to the land I will show you." So he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. After the death of his father, God sent him to this land where you are now living. Verses 9 to 10. Because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, they sold him as a slave into Egypt. But God was with him and rescued him from all his troubles. He gave Joseph wisdom and enabled him to gain the goodwill of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So Pharaoh made him ruler over Egypt and all his palace. Proverbs 16, verses 28 to 30. A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. A violent person entreats their neighbor and leads them down a path that is not good. Whoever wishes with eye is plotting perversity. Whoever winks with eye with their eye is plotting perversity. Whoever purses their lips is bent on evil. My listening. My heart ached when I read today 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 3 to 4, of how Solomon told Hiram, king of Tyre, that the reason for Solomon's father David could not be able to build a temple for God was because he had wars from all sides. And the reason for him to build a temple for God at that time was because God gave him rest on every side. He forgot his father David used to have rest on every side. We can see that from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. God has given David rest from all his enemies around him. But when David committed sins deeper and deeper, then he had wars from all sides, starting from his own family. And Solomon was one of the victims, nearly got killed by his own brother, Adonijah. Then we can see that when Solomon did not obey God just as his father did, starting from 1 Kings chapter 11, of verses 13 to 33, Solomon had wars from all sides. Your life can enjoy rest on every side if you have God be with you as your God, Lord and King. Or your life can suffer greatly with wars from all sides. Have you got this important message today? What is your choice? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, Help us to be willing to walk with you each day so that we can enjoy rest on every side and not wars from all sides. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you think life is really this simple? If you have the correct and right choice to be with God each day and have Him as your Lord and King? Number two, what do you have to do each day in order to make the right choice every day? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.